Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Idly hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
Happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome into another episode of The Brett Allen Show. A pop culture podcast. Thank you for pressing play and joining in to today's conversation where we interview your favorite actors from film, television, comedy, music, wherever pop culture exists. And today we have a very special guest. I'm excited. Alan Maldonado is going to be hanging out with us. And it's like a tale of multiple projects because he has Heels out right now, which is great, by the way. And then, of course, he's been a part of other things, The Last OG. We'll talk about that a little bit at the end. But The Wonder Years, which is massive, and we're going to try and get as much information as we can. Well, we can talk about. His publicist is listening in, so I'll be nice. Alan, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Man, happy to be here, man. How you doing, Brett?
I'm doing well, thank you. I know you've been very busy and traveling and things like that, so I appreciate you taking the time to hang out. Well, let's start out with The Wonder Years. We just got another trailer a couple days ago, which you were in, by the way, which was hilarious.
And you're
a part of this major project. It's not a reboot or a retelling. It's just The Wonder Years.
It's a reimagining. Yeah. You know, it's from a young black boy's perspective from the 60s this time. And just the time, the era, the messages, the similarities of what is going on currently in society, I think people will really resonate in this show. Just there's so many complimentary situations, such as in the 60s, they were going through a pandemic as well. So like it's so many things. I think all the stars lined up for this show, and I think it's very special.
Yes, and it's created and spearheaded by Lee Daniels, which the man, like anything that he touches, just turns to television gold. I'm excited about this. When I first heard about this about a year or so ago, I got very excited, and I was waiting to see what was going to happen. And now we've gotten a couple trailers. You were in the last one, and in this particular series, you play Coach Long, which is great. Let's talk about as much as we can about your character and really how he fits into this particular storyline of the show.
Well, I'm the I play also not just Coach Long, but I'm rather Cliff Coach Long.
Yes.
And I'm father of Corey Long, Dean's best friend on the show. So I'm the, I guess, second father on the shows to give a different perspective, especially a different black perspective during that time than, let's say, Dulé's character. So I'm a bit sharp with the tongue in regards to speaking my mind, where I believe Dulé's character is a little bit more conservative than mine. So there's that dynamic that you're going to see. And that's usually when me and him butt heads. We were childhood friends as well. So we're like brothers, you know, more than anything on the show. And I think that's what you're going to see on screen.
Yeah, it's exciting. I just, in that little exchange in that trailer that we got, it seems like it's going to be filled with heart, filled with love, important messages, and just an all-around great show. And please correct me if I'm wrong, I believe even Fred Savage and a couple other people have had a small hand in sort of big hand.
Fred,
okay,
Savage directed the pilot,
okay,
and you know, has his fingerprints all through this thing. It's an honor to have the heart of the original as the person directing and leading the aesthetic and perspective of this version. I think it's a great compliment to Saladin, who is the showrunner and also co-creator, who created this concept from Alabama. The show is based in Alabama. So my mother's from Alabama. So it's a lot of personal ties that I like about what he created in this show. But it's an all-star dream team of talent over there that, again, I'm just honored and privileged to be a part of.
Were you able to get this done pre-pandemic, mid or post? How did that all work out as far as like being able to
we're still shooting.
Like, okay, so you're still shooting.
We're shooting the season now. We shot the pilot during the summer where still was a pandemic, but everybody was sort of back to work where when we started Heels last August, that was in the middle of the pandemic when no one was working. And we were like one of the first ones to get out there and kind of take all the arrows, so to speak, when it comes to the protocols and how things are ran now.
Yeah, I like that. I like that description, taking the arrows, taking the hits for all the other production.
We did. Like, it was it took us 9 months.
It's interesting for anybody who's never been on a television or film set. Normally is a lot of camaraderie, hanging out, craft mm-hmm. services, just people gathered together. But from what I understand, it was none of that, really. Just a lot of come and shoot your scenes, and you had to be very careful. But at least you got it done, which is great.
Yeah. No, it was just a different way. It was a new introduction of life. Like, this is the world that we're living in now. So, and when it comes to the entertainment business, that is predicated on a large group of people working together. It's kind of makes it a little difficult. So,
yes, to say the least.
It was a challenge to say the least.
Especially when you've got like 100 people perhaps at one time and maybe crammed in a room or a video village, you're trying to get things done, and it is predicated on very close quarters and all of that sort of thing. But I think things are getting better as far as adapting and learning how to make it work. And thank goodness television is continuing on, you know, and like we can get things done. So I'm excited to see this, and I think it's going to be a wonderful and beautiful show. I think everything that you've done, yes, like right around the corner, just a few days away. So let's talk about Heels, because this is another fantastic show. You play Rooster Robbins on there. I came about Heels kind of late to the party a little bit, but I've watched everything.
How dare you? I know.
Well, there's so much content to consume, but it's a great show. Now, to me, this seems it's about wrestling, a love letter to wrestling, and just kind of all their in or outs about that. If there is somebody out there listening who has not seen it, can you talk about that? Just let us in on what the show's about and sort of how you became involved with that particular project.
Yeah, I think I honestly think the letterhead is wrestling, and the letter is actually to anyone pursuing a dream. And I think that's what the show is really, the heart of it all is, like, you have all of these characters that are in pursuit of a dream, and this dream just so happens to be wrestling. And it's such a roller coaster ride of emotions, being that you're watching these people in pursuit of their passion. So in independent wrestling leagues, this is not, you can't live off of that. You can't live off. And then these people are trying to elevate to another level. Wow, my character Rooster, he has a 17 job. Like he's working at the karaoke bar. He's doing kids parties. Like, we're showing real life, and similar to my pursuit as an actor and, you know, grinding, sleeping on floors and those different things. I think people will relate to a lot of, at least one character on the show, like, wow, that's similar to my story.
Yeah, I love that description. So speaking of, you've been an actor for a very long time. And
relax.
and you've done a lot of great projects, but I want to talk about your acting journey, because everybody has a particular story, and you just alluded to it briefly about grinding it out and really just pursuing the dream and really sacrificing everything that it takes to get there. Mm-hmm. Because what you've done, I mean, we look at projects like The Wonder Years and Heels and The Last OG and all of those things, and we go, wow, he's amazing. But what people miss, I think, sometimes is all the years of the work that are behind that to take you to get where you are. So let's talk about that and your journey. Like, what was it about acting that drew you in?
You know, acting is just, it was my senior year in high school where I joined an acting class as an elective, and it was like a fish to water. I like instantly began to write. I didn't know how to write. I just wrote. Like, I just it made sense to me. So my pursuit is who I am. And it's crazy because, you know, at this moment, like I call myself Around the Way famous, where people always recognize me, but they can't really put their finger on it. It's like, wait a minute, I know you from somewhere. And like, what's wild is like, I've literally grown up with people. Like, I started this business when I was 17 and I've been on TV and I've been in different spots, different moments, nothing really crazy. I really worked my way up from, you know, one line to co-star to guest star to reoccurring to series regulars to star. Like I hit every corner that there was in pursuit to where I'm going. And I think, like I said, I've been on so many different shows. People have seen my face, and it's like, I always mess with people. I say like I was a grocery clerk or something like that. like I always mess with people, you know. But it's been an interesting journey, and I love it.
What do people recognize you most from when they see you, or do they play the guessing game?
It depends on the region. It depends on the person. It depends on the ethnicity. Like, it depends. Like, it's a lot of variables that come where people are like, people just know me from like The Equalizer. People may have recognized me from The Last OG. It's some people that know me from You're the Worst. Blackish, of course, is one of the top ones that people recognize me from. Dope, countless. I've done over 100 movies, TVs, and voiceovers. So I'm proud to say that. Being that, you know, I feel like I honestly feel like I'm just getting started.
Really? What? Just because of the fact? I wanna explore that a little bit because you've done so much. I mean, if I saw you in public, I would recognize you from any of those projects. Like, probably, you know, The Last OG or The Equalizer, you know, and I've seen all of those, but you feel like you're just getting started. What does that mean specifically? Like, just as far as like the work that you've done and the projects that you've been a part of or the roles that you've gotten?
I guess, recognition.
Okay.
Would be the word. And recognition being not saying that, like, people recognize the things that I were doing, but they're recognizing on a higher level now.
Okay.
Like, I guess the best example to say is that how I look at most things in life is through a basketball scope. And the first 15 years of my career, I felt like I was playing college. I felt like it was collegiate. Like, I was, you know, doing numbers, I was scoring, but it wasn't in the NBA. Like, it wasn't in the league. I was still trying to get the attention of the league, what it felt like, where, you know, the last maybe 5 years, I felt like I finally made the league, you know what I'm saying? And
sure.
Going through my rookie season and going through all of those things. This is how I feel where I'm at. And that's why I say I still feel like I'm at an infant stage in my career where, you know, the next 5 years, I feel I will be one of the top actors in the game, you know, God willing.
I believe it. It's interesting. The reason I asked that, because I had another actor comedian on, Ari Spears, and he said the same exact thing, like almost hauntingly word for word. Like, it's one thing to be the people's champ on paper, but then to be the champ, he uses boxing analogies, but really, like, as many things as he's done and what people know him for, he really feels like he's finally getting like recognition on a higher type level. And really, as an actor, then has to just be the most satisfying feeling that you can have, to have people recognize you for your work. And maybe not in the roundabout famous or round away famous kind of way where they go, oh yeah, I kind of remember you for this.
Well, no, it's not, it's never, it's not about the fame. That's not what I speak of. What I speak of is just I'm an artist.
Sure.
Like, I'm an artist, and you know, you want to be recognized for your art.
Like, absolutely.
And that's what I mean. Like I've given my all and everything, and on an analytic side of all of things, it's very present where it's like, oh, I did a movie, but only 5 people watched it. Like, okay. That's what I mean. The recognition of being able to be a part of projects that are giving me a bigger exposure and an audience to, you know, witness the art that I'm doing. That's what I'm excited for. And that's what I mean. I'm getting a bigger audience with the things that I'm doing.
Absolutely. It's very exciting. And that's why I love talking to actors and creatives, because I find the world that you're a part of and what you do so fascinating. You've done a lot of different things. Clearly, this was something that got your attention like very early on. And I love it. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like to do the things that you've done, you know, and if there was any piece of advice that you've ever been given in your career by somebody else, or perhaps maybe somebody solicited you for, what would that be? And how is that driving you in the trajectory of your career and what you've done?
Oh yeah, that's easy. I 5 years ago, when things kind of start to shift for me, was I really approached everything from a business perspective. I threw away the idea and the concept that I had an acting career. But rather I had an acting small business, and I had to approach things that way. Like, what am I selling? Like, what is this brand? What is my audience? Like all of these different things. And I began to put a business plan together, marketing plan, just a whole idea of who and what I want to be presented as. And once I started doing that, I started understanding certain things too, just as the auditioning process. Like as an artist, when you audition, you feel when you don't get a role, it's like I was less than, or I wasn't good enough. Where if you look at it from a business perspective, there's so many factors that have everything and nothing to do with your acting ability. Whether it's a business thing, whether it's a money thing, whether it's a actual, you just don't look the part. Like I need someone that's heavy, like a heavy set person. Like it could be all of those things that have nothing to do with your ability, but oftentimes an artist beats themselves up because it's like, they didn't want my talent. Like, so it helped me deal with that, knowing like, okay, let me build my business up. These big, it's more of a corporation that I'm dealing with when it comes to auditioning, meaning that I want to be a part of this $1 million project. And I want to be one of the functioning parts of this thing that could generate more money. So in the eyes of an investor, if you got $40 million. Now, doing a TV show or a movie, there's no guarantee. Like, there's no guarantee in this business. Like, you can have the biggest star in the world, and then the craziest thing will happen, and it's like, you can't put the movie out. So you got $40 million you're betting. And any investor knows they want assurance. They want a way. I know I'm gambling. And if this was blackjack, I want to know how many times did then, you know, the ace come out. Like, I need to know all the information before I make this bet. So when it comes to actors, and it's like, man, I didn't get this part and this lead, it was like, well, this probably was a factor. Your last movie did $10. This other guy that they casted did $40 million. They may not even like that other actor. That other actor may not even have all the goods. And you may be the greatest actor they ever saw. But from an investment perspective, I got $40 million on the line. I got to make a best business decision. So that's how I approach everything, is how am I presenting myself in the best business sense when it comes to auditioning? And that goes with, what am I doing? Will they feel good enough to invest in me, knowing that, hey, I got these projects, I've shown and proven over and over time and time that, you know, the things that I do are successful. And that's how you get people to invest in you.
Very beautifully put. I love it. Be sure to check out The Wonder Years, which is coming out like in just a couple days. Heels.
The 22nd
Heels, which is now streaming on Stars, which is another great show. If you haven't seen The Last OG, check it out. It's amazingly, it's just one of the best shows on television, I think. And thank you for pressing play to our listeners for checking out today's episode. Be sure to head over to Apple Podcast and subscribe. Give us a rating and review. It really does help. Share it with a friend. It's absolutely free. It allows us to talk to more amazing folks like Alan Maldonado. Alan, thanks for hanging out with me today. It's been a true honor. Man.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly-do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.